Hi, my name is Tony Davis. What you're about to see is based on a true story. This is my story. I remember the day so clearly. I got up out of bed. Got ready for work. I went into my kitchen to get my coffee, and then I went outside to my Jeep and I sat there just to have a talk with God, as I usually do before I go to work. My wife works in East Los Angeles, where she works with physically challenged clients. The area that she works in is a pretty rough area, but I've been there many times to pick her up from work every night like I usually do, Monday through Fridays. Little did I know that this night would be a night of terror that I would never forget. I had already called AAA. AAA was on their way to come pick the vehicle up. And as soon as I stood up, I saw a AAA truck came around the corner, and I waved my hand, "Hey, right here, right here." And out of nowhere, those guys came from behind me. They came back and just opened up. Bullets started to ring out. As I turned to run, the first bullet hit my left side, my leg. And I started to run, and two more bullets followed. Hit the same leg, and I ran. And I said, "My God, no." And I ran and I dropped down beside my Jeep on the ground. And I laid there, I sat there. And all of a sudden, after the bullets had stopped for a moment, all of a sudden, another person started to shoot me all over again. The first bullet came, it hit my right thigh. And I was trying to crawl away from the bullets. Another bullet followed, hit the ground and came up through my leg. I couldn't believe. And I said, "Enough, my God." And I stood up at that point because I knew I was gone. I mean, blood was everywhere. Blood. Everything was bloody. I turned and I saw this young man. I couldn't see him that good because it was late night. It was dark. He was standing beside a tree, and I said, "Why? What have I done to make you do this to me? I would never do anything like this to anybody. Why? What have I done to make you shoot me like this? What have I done? And now you want to kill me." He held the gun towards my head. I said, "Now you want to kill me. But if that's going to make your life better than what it is right now, go ahead. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you've gone through. But whatever you've gone through, I'm not the one that did it to you. Why would you do this to me? In Jesus' name, what have I done?" All of a sudden, he lowered the gun with his hand trembling. And I looked up to God and I just took four steps forward towards the middle of the street. I was trying to get towards some light because I was in darkness at that point. It's my hand back up towards heaven. I said, "God, I love you so much. Regardless of what they have done to me, regardless of what I've gone through, I love you so much. And I'm so sorry if I've done anything that has not been pleasing to your sight, Father. I pray that I can get through this. And if it's your will for me to come, to go, so let it be. I love you." And I dropped. Wow, here I am. You know, it's hard to believe, but it's true that I was, not too long ago, I was in this place. I died here. You know, and it's amazing. I think about how God brought me back. I remember nights when, one night this lady came to my room, and she was, every night this one nurse would come back and forth. She would come in the room and talk to me about, she just couldn't believe. She said, "You know what? She said, it's amazing me what God has done for you. You know, a day before, we had one young man came in with one bullet. He died. That morning, another young man came in with two bullets. He died. Five bullets went through your body, and you're still here. That was God. It's just so hard to believe as I stand here and look at this place. You know, I think about how they placed me in a room with people in an amputation room. They placed me in a room after I came to life. They placed me in an amputation room to cut off my leg. God bless me, I still have my leg. It's just hard to believe. They told me I wouldn't be able to talk to you right now. You hear me talking. All that is God. Isn't God awesome? As I look at this place and just think about here, I remember a brother crossed from me with his leg cut off, and he was hollering all night long. I prayed for that man. All night long he was hollering because they amputated his leg. And just to think how God restored mine. At 12 o'clock midnight, I felt things in my leg just twisting and mending together. That was God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That was God. 12 o'clock midnight. My God. I remember when I first opened my eyes up coming out of death and looking at the doctors taking their masks off. They thought I was gone. They knew I was gone. They had no idea that I was laying in God's hand. They had no idea that God had raised me from the dead. God is so awesome. Now look at me today. God gave me back my life. He gave me back my spirit, my joy. All those things that the devil had taken away, God has restored it. And I'm so thankful. Thank you, Jesus. To all you young people, all you gangbangers, all those who want to be involved in a gang, understand me, that is not the way you should live. You are kings. Young ladies, you are queens. You shouldn't be living like that. Just think, you know, I think about how I was killed. You know, I was laying there, shot five times for no reason. Suppose that was your brother. Suppose that was your mother, your father, your best friend being shot, laying down there for no reason. For no reason at all. Because you want to be in a game. Is that the way your life should be? Is that the way you should live? You know, suppose, you know, what about when your life ends and you die? Are they going to be there for you? Or will you need God? Will you need Jesus? Just think about it. Just think about all the wrong, all the bad things that you do. And you think it's okay. It's okay to hurt somebody for no reason. It's okay to shoot somebody for no reason. I didn't do anything. I didn't do nothing. I was doing my daily job of picking my wife up from work. Can you imagine? Your sister, your brother, your mother being shot for no reason. You gotta stop that. Don't let them fool you like it's okay to do that to somebody, because it's not. It's not a big thing. It's not nothing that you think that, this is the way it is. I gotta do what I gotta do in order to survive. No, that's not the way you survive. Think about it. Not only think about it, pray about it. Pray about what you're doing. Think about what you're doing. That's wrong. That's wrong. I thank God for life. I thank God for what He has done for me. I thank God for bringing me back to life. You know, every time I take a breath, I think about, I literally want to say thank you, Jesus, every time. Because, you know, every day we take a lot of things for granted. You never know what the devil plans or plot in your life. But when I think about how God can bring you out of that situation, out of your circumstance, out of what you're going through,